The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, as we continue to celebrate Jesus' glorious resurrection, we remember in a special way his unimaginable gift of mercy. We just heard that when he appeared to the disciples, he offered them peace and showed them his wounds. Then he breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are united with Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells among and within each of us, stirring us to faith and allowing the divine life to take root in us. Despite our imperfections, we're drawn to our triune God by an overflowing, never-ending love. We celebrate this mercy in particular on this special feast day, deriving from Jesus' numerous revelations to the Polish nun, St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. In the year 2000, Pope St. John Paul II declared the Sunday after Easter Sunday as Divine Mercy Sunday. He explained, "The Divine Mercy is the Easter gift that the Church receives from the risen Christ and offers to humanity. To accept this gift, to open our hearts to the Lord's unending mercy, is already to experience something of unbelievable joy and peace that the apostles experienced on that first Easter Sunday. All of us can use more grace. In Jesus' loving kindness, he tells us exactly how to obtain these graces. We do so by approaching the font of mercy, by going to confession, and by receiving Holy Communion. In one revelation, he told St. Faustina, "On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy, the soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins." Only God, we know that only God can forgive our sins because they are first and foremost offenses against him. But we also just heard that Jesus gave the apostles the power to forgive sins in his name in the sacrament of reconciliation. In the sacrament, the priest is acting in the person of Christ. When we approach a priest for confession, we must first humble ourselves to say out loud our sins and our shortcomings. In doing this, we meet Jesus, who is waiting to immerse us in the incredible depths of his mercy. Through him and in his name, the priest absolves or forgives us. Our sins are not only forgiven, but we're free from the chains of sin that bind us and prevent us from loving God as completely as we want to and as completely as we should. Jesus knows that our hearts long to hear the words, "I forgive you, I absolve you." The image of the divine mercy based on St. Faustina's visions show Jesus with his left foot slightly in front of his right foot. He is stepping out toward us to meet us wherever we are, just as he came to the upper room to meet the disciples, then returned later when Thomas was present. The doors were locked because the disciples were afraid, but Jesus came bringing peace, and he continues to bring that same peace to us. When Jesus first appeared to the apostles, Thomas wasn't with them. When they told him what had happened, he didn't believe them. It wasn't that he didn't want to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead, but he needed to see Jesus himself in order to believe. We don't have the privilege of seeing Jesus in his human form, but we do believe that he did rise from the dead, and we do believe that he is the second person of the Trinity, our Savior. But like Thomas, there are times when we do struggle with doubts and uncertainties. So Jesus' invitation to Thomas is also extended to us. The Lord injects his mercy, his love, and his compassion into our lives to sustain us in the face of all that concerns and troubles us. Hopefully, we respond with hearts that are full of love and gratitude. This Divine Mercy Sunday offers us the opportunity to have mercy on ourselves. The risen Jesus stands figuratively in front of us. He gives us the grace of his peace and asks us to open the doors of our hearts to let that peace in. He reaches out with his wounded hands and touches our wounds, whatever they may be. His peace and his mercy heal. And for that, we should always want to shout out, Alleluia.